Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Thank you for protecting me from the coronavirus.
You're welcome, Michelle. Wait, let me hang on.
Can you hear it? Yes.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Well, look, Michelle, I'm taking matters into my own hands. I'm carrying around my Lysol can, spraying every doorknob.
Good.
You cannot be too careful. But
no.
Let me remind you that there is a cure for coronavirus.
Okay.
Wash your hands. It's called antibacterial soap. Mm-hmm. It kills the coronavirus.
Yes, and it is awesome.
And don't pick your nose.
Don't pick your nose.
Wash your hands. Don't pick your nose, and coronavirus is gone.
It's gone. Okay? Don't touch your face.
Yeah.
They're saying don't shake hands, fist bump. Is that taking a little far?
Or after you shake hands and wash your hands.
And
don't pick your nose. It's
perfect.
Not that complicated.
Well, thank you
if
so much for saving us.
If we as people would wash our hands and stop picking our noses,
I agree.
Coronavirus would be gone. Let's see. A lot happened this weekend.
Yes, it did.
LSU football back on the practice field. Peter Parrish, the redshirt freshman quarterback, was not there. So they're back on the practice field tomorrow. We'll see if he's out there. But it is interesting, last week when Ed Orgeron talked about the quarterbacks and how they divvy up reps, he said Miles Brennan will get all the first-team reps.
Yeah.
And the two young guys will get the second-team snaps. So that would be Finley and Johnson, the two freshmen. So he didn't mention Parrish. So that's interesting to note. We'll keep it nothing official, but wasn't there. Interesting. So we'll keep you posted. Basketball beat Georgia. Awesome performance, mostly because defensively they were so awesome. And Marlon Taylor was spectacular. Like, last year, it was a given. Marlon Taylor would just, whoever the other team's best player was, he would just be in that guy's jock for 40 minutes. And Marlon dealt with some injuries this year. Maybe he's just rounding into form, or maybe Georgia's really bad. But the guy he limited, Michelle Edwards from Georgia, might be the number one pick in the draft. He's a one and done who might be the number one pick in the draft. He's
really
going to be a top three pick overall. Yes, Anthony Edwards. So, and held him to his lowest shooting percentage of the season. So that was fantastic to see, and maybe some good vibes moving forward. LSU will play Friday night.
Nights.
And if they win, they'll play Saturday. Now, once you, whatever TV slot you're in at the SEC tournament, you stay all the way through until the championship game. So if they win Friday night, they'll play Saturday night, and if they win, they'll play Sunday afternoon in the championship game. Then LSU baseball got a sweep. Not perfect, but a lot to like. Jaden Hill is so dominant right now, and Gio DiGiacomo hit over 600 for the weekend. Meanwhile, Zach Mathis kind of sliding. When they went to Houston, Mathis was batting 424. Over the seven games since, he's down to 283. His average has dropped 150 points almost in seven games. So maybe Paul Maneri might switch those guys this week. Might be about time to see if you get Mathis down in the lineup, get him some fastballs to hit, and see if Gio can handle the pressure being the table setter for this offense.